Then we have a couple about John Brown.
Up on the Sound.
Lived up, up the Sound here.
Mm-hmm.
Where Murphy used to live.
Mm-hmm.
These are very short. John Brown was coming up the Sound on a schooner and tacking back and forth across the Sound. And the water is very deep up near the shore there, and
mm-hmm.
she'd run right in close to the shore before she'd come about on the other tack.
Scared the devil out of her doing that.
So he was in the summer and wore a lot of blueberries on the mountain over there, Robinson's Mountain, so he took a pail, and when she came at the shore, he got out on the bowsprit and jumped ashore, and he filled the pail, and when she swung around, a boom came around there, he jumped on the boom with a pail full of berries, and away they went.
It was like that.
Yeah, he evidently was somewhat on the honor of Jones Tracy as far as storytelling is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He tells about skating on the new ice. When saltwater ice first freezes, you probably seen how leathery it is. It'll sink right down, and you wait like that and still hold.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I don't know why I didn't get drowned. We used to go down the shore here, take a sled, sit on the sled like that, kick our heels through this ice, and
slide.
Push ourselves around on
it's
this
soft mushy, kick
soft ice, and just go in like this.
Well, I don't wonder I didn't get drowned. When I was younger and more foolish than I am, I'm still foolish. But, Ned Butler and I used to hop ice cakes on the shore for the fun of it. You know, hopping along the ice cakes and
we'd
go down
and get
mud up
there.
We used
to do that down on the coal wharf here.
Okay.
My mother didn't know that though.
No.
Well, anyway, he was skating on this soft ice, and it was buckling under him, so that he couldn't see Robinson's Mountain on one side, or Brown's Mountain on the other.
That were a long way.
Quite flexible ice, I should say.
Quite a flexible story.
Yeah, right.